Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a Friday edition, and we are kicking off hour number one. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free for you, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, we give it away for your convenience. Enjoy it. It's free at freetalklive.com. Well, first, we're going to start things out with an update. Last night, we brought you the breaking news about conservative evangelist, Christian evangelist Ted Haggard, who was, up until this week, the president of the National Association for Evangelicals. Now, we all know who the evangelicals are. These are the most, literalist-type Christians. These are the guys that believe the Bible word for word. Right, Mark?
That sounds pretty accurate.
So this guy is a major figure in their movement. And there was some allegations that were brought on a Colorado radio station, a morning show, talk station they have out there, by a former gay escort. I guess he probably still is gay, but he was a former escort. And the pretty interesting allegations, we're going to get into some more detail on exactly what was alleged, but there's some breaking news in this case as of today where Ted Haggard, the man in question, the evangelist, has admitted to purchasing methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's
and getting a massage from this guy.
And the massage as well, that's quite an admission for somebody like him.
It's really great because the guy failed the polygraph test.
He did. Haggard resigned Thursday as president of the National Association of Evangelicals and stepped down as leader of his Colorado megachurch while the two groups investigate the allegations. Talking to reporters outside his house Friday, Haggard denied the sex allegations, but said that he did buy meth from the man because he was curious. Quote, I bought it for myself, but never used it.
Yeah. And he didn't inhale either.
Yeah. I was tempted, but I never used it. Haggard, a married mother, a father of five, said he never had sex with Mike Jones, a 49-year-old male prostitute who sparked the scandal when he told a radio station that he'd had a 3-year sexual relationship with the minister. He
now,
said,
"Did you happen to see the video where he admits to getting the massage from the guy?"
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's great. His wife's standing next to him, and I don't think she expected him to say that.
Really?
The look on that woman's face was priceless.
Wow. He said he did get a massage from Jones after being referred to him by a Denver hotel. Haggard resigned as president of the 30 million member association Thursday, and I didn't realize there were that many evangelicals. Is that for real?
Yeah.
That's
right.
Scary, man. I thought they were maybe a million or two. Oh, my goodness. Thursday, stepped down as the leader of the New Life Church, pending investigations into Jones's claims. The executive committee of the National Association of Evangelicals planned a conference call on Friday and said it would release a statement afterwards. The acting pastor told congregants in an email that the board of overseers from the church had met with Haggard, quote, it's important for you to know that he has confessed to the overseers that some of the accusations against him are true. He has willingly and humbly submitted to the authority of the board of overseers and will remain on administrative leave during the course of the investigation. You wonder why he went ahead and admitted to some of this. Maybe it's because he's guilty of all of it. And just wants to sort of play off as much as he possibly can, just sort of admit to a little bit and hope to shovel the rest of it under the rug. I mean, why would he admit to some of this? He must have had some sort of contact with this man, because I'm sure he knows that what the guy is saying about the voicemails, which are going to come up here, get some quotes from those voicemails, about the voicemails and the evidence of, as far as an envelope that he sent to the gay man, were true. I mean, if those sound that way,
he's trying to explain that stuff away.
Right. If those accusations weren't true, then he could have just denied it and said, what is this? This is outrageous. Somebody's making, this is libel, you know, but it's not, because it's true. The scandal hit as voters in Colorado and 7 other states are getting ready to decide on Tuesday on amendments banning gay marriage. Besides the proposed ban on the Colorado ballot, a separate measure would establish the legality of domestic partnerships, providing same-sex couples with many of the rights of married couples. Members of Haggard's 14,000-member megachurch were stunned. A New Life member for 17 years says, it's political right before the elections. Another member who's...
How can it be political right before the elections if the guy's admitting to it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he hadn't heard about the admission before he said that. The other one, another member of the church calls the claims ridiculous. People are always saying stuff about Pastor Ted. You just sort of blow it off. He's like anyone else in the public eye. Yes, that's right. We should just ignore everything that people claim about your pastor. Jones said he, this gay guy, Jones said he decided to go public because he was also upset when he discovered Haggard and the New Life Church had publicly opposed same-sex marriage. Quote, it made me angry that here's someone preaching about gay marriage and going behind the scenes having gay sex. I just want people to step back and take a look and say, look, we're all sinners, we all have faults, but if two people want to get married, just let them, and let them have a happy life. And I can't say I disagree with that. Jones said he later, of course, the true answer, as we posited several times, is to get government out of marriage entirely. Jones said he later saw the man on television identified as Haggard and that the two had last had sex in August.
Hasn't been too long.
Apparently what had happened was Haggard, or Jones claimed that Haggard, who's 50, so they're about the same age, paid him to have sex nearly every month over a three-year time frame. He said he advertised himself as an escort on the internet and was contacted by a man who called himself Art, who snorted methamphetamine before their sexual encounters to heighten his experience.
Hmm.
So this wasn't just a, bought the meth, just I was curious. I didn't use this meth. This guy's saying that he used the meth every single time that they had sex. So he put on he gave a false name, going undercover, trying to act as though he wasn't anybody special, but then he spotted him on television.
You know, it's interesting that pretty much he admits to everything that you can prove outright and then says, but we didn't have sex.
No sex, just a massage.
I got a massage. I stayed in my underpants the whole time. Really? Yes, we were in the room together, but I was getting a massage.
Ted, was it an erotic massage?
Well,
what parts did he rub?
Yeah. Jones said, yeah, I wonder if someone's going to ask that question. He said he has voicemail messages. This is, again, Jones. Says he has voicemail messages from Haggard, as well as an envelope that he and Haggard used to mail, Haggard used to mail him cash. He declined to make the voicemails available to the AP, but apparently KUSA-TV reported some of the excerpts from them. Hi, Mike, this is Art, one call began, according to this station. Hey, I was just calling to see if we could get any more, either $100 or $200 supply. This guy's doing drug deals over the phone with this guy.
Mm.
Hi, Mike, this is Art, and I'm here in Denver, and sorry that I missed you. But as I said, if you want to go ahead and get the stuff, that would be great. And I'll get it sometime next week or the week after or whenever. You know, it almost sounds like, I mean, with that a message like that, I'll get it sometime next week, almost sounds like he's just buying meth.
It does sound like that.
I mean, you would think if he was going to meet up with him and have sex with him, there'd be some sort of reference to that there. We'll get together next week. No, I'll get it sometime next week. Haggard was appointed president of the Evangelicals Association in March of 2003. He's participated in conservative Christian leaders' conference calls with White House staffers and lobbied members of Congress last year on the Supreme Court appointees after Sandra Day O'Connor announced her retirement. This guy is connected with George W. Bush. After Massachusetts legalized
There's pictures of them together.
Legalized gay marriage in 2004, Haggard and others began organizing state-by-state opposition. Last year, Haggard and officials from the nearby Christian ministry Focus on the Family announced plans to push Colorado's gay marriage ban for the 2006 ballot. How does somebody like this look at himself in the mirror? How can you live like this? Is going out and having gay sex and snorting methamphetamine exciting because it's bad in his mind? Or does he realize that it's okay and he just changes his tune to make a bunch of money off of heading the Evangelical Association in this church? Because you can guarantee this man is very wealthy. And the first time I saw him was on a television show, it's a documentary produced in the United Kingdom, and it is called, The Root of All Evil. Now, I haven't actually seen the full documentary, but you can see the clip. If you go to YouTube and you look for Ted Haggard, that's this guy's name, you'll find, or Ted Haggard and Root of All Evil, you'll find the clip where this British atheist goes in to his church and essentially interviews him. It's very interesting. It's the first time I encountered this guy, and I saw his face on the news this week, and oh my gosh, he had sex with a gay man. And now he's trying to cover it up. And I'd like to know what you think. At 800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Why would somebody be so Two-Face. Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live Friday edition. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you. There's over 140,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,200 people interacting. Fun stuff. And there's actually some new forums. I've put Johnson, one of our former co-hosts, who's still hanging around down in Sarasota where we come from. I put him in charge of the forum at this point. He is a new administrator of the forum, and he's come up with a few new sub-forums for you to hang around in. There's some new stuff happening right now. bbs.freetalklive.com, so go check it out. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, It is totally free. And don't forget to register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event is starting on February 23rd, going through the 25th. And early bird discounts are available now, and but for a limited time. So register at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Now, Mark, I am not a psychologist. Excuse me. I'm not somebody that that understands why people are like Ted Haggard, but I really would like to understand it. So if you can help me understand, 1-800-259-9231. Ted Haggard, the former president of the Evangelical Association of America.
Well, I'm no psychologist either, but I'm not a big fan of the science as a whole. But I've heard that guys like this are trying to run away from their sexuality, so they immerse themselves in the opposite of it, which is, you know, the fighting of homosexuality.
I see.
And that's why they do it. That's kind of what I've heard.
I just find it fascinating. It's just it's a very interesting psychological problem, a conflict, if you will. And we see it over and over again with these moralists, these crusaders, that are just doing their damnedest to get more laws passed against the people that they supposedly look down upon, when in fact they are actually who they apparently hate. It's so interesting to me.
Yep.
And so now you've got Ted Haggard.
Self-hating gays, I believe they're called specifically.
The National Association of Evangelicals. Well, now, can you really be a self-hating gay if you're engaging in the behavior? And what about snorting meth? I mean, what about that factor as well?
Apparently he's a self-hating drug user, too.
It seems to me like he's maybe a self-hating hedonist. Like he wants to go and feel good, so he's taking drugs, and I guess gay sex feels good to him, too, allegedly, so he's been having that as well. And then yet he gets on this, you know, he gets in front of a podium, gets up in front of a group of 17,000 people at his New Life Church, and preaches against it all. It's just amazing. 1-800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. But specifically, I'd love for you to explain the mindset here, because we continue to see it. And I tell you, Mark, the louder they yell, the louder the moralist yells about wanting new laws to be passed against drug use and homosexuals, the more I will suspect that individual of actually being what it is that they're rallying against. And in this guy's case, he is one of the biggest members of the evangelical movement, the president of the National Association of Evangelicals. And I just think it's very appropriate. And I wonder what his flock is going to say. I mean, in this article from the AP, they're denying it to the hilt. Oh, this is ridiculous. Everything, this stuff happens to Pastor Ted. He's just somebody in the public eye. Well, what are you going to say about him now that he's admitted to having a massage from a gay escort? That's what he's admitted to. He claims he didn't. He admits to buying methamphetamine. He didn't have to admit to that. I doubt that the guy has evidence that he purchased the meth. That's something pretty outrageous to admit to.
Well, he has the proof that he's the voicemail that said get the stuff. What's
he
talking
about? True. Well, it could have been anything. Could have been sex toys or something like that.
He's not going to admit to that. Look, when it comes to evangelical Christians, I'm afraid that
isn't quite as bad
of a sin as homosexuality.
I'm just interested to see. We're going to continue following this case.
Just my observation. That's what I believe.
As it continues to develop, we're going to the phones over right now because it is your show. You take control. Jim in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you guys doing tonight?
Good, Jim.
Sir.
I'm calling tonight because I want to talk about federal funding for stem cell research, which you guys were talking about a couple nights ago, I think.
All right.
Great.
I used to be, for several years, a dirty pinko liberal.
Okay.
And probably about 4 months ago, I discovered libertarianism and pretty much cast off my liberal ways, as it were, with one exception, which I've had trouble letting go for the longest time.
Okay.
Which is federal funding for stem cell research.
Hmm.
And there's a couple reasons which kind of tie into each other. First,
sure.
First of all, it's a very personal issue for me because my grandfather has Parkinson's, and it's really hard watching him go through it. And
sure.
It's even harder when I see these neocons on TV basically opposing stem cell research. And I understand that opposing federal funding is the principled libertarian thing to do, but mm-hmm. I also know that's not why they're opposing it.
Right. I understood.
Yeah, they're opposing it for the aborted fetuses or whatever, the aborted
right.
themselves.
They're basically saying, oh, well, we don't want to destroy human life to save human life, which is a ridiculous argument because the embryos they use in the research are the ones that would be thrown out from fertility clinics.
Well,
anyway.
Okay, Jim. I mean, do you support federal funding for Alzheimer's research? Do you support federal funding for AIDS research? Do you support federal funding for cancer research? Do you support federal funding for fill in the blank? I mean, are you only for federal funding for stem cell research?
That's the thing is, I can't be for funding of federal stem cell research because it's not the principal thing to do. It's just the hard thing to let go of because it's such a personal issue for me.
Well,
and
once the government gets involved, it does get difficult because at this point, it's stem cell research could be stifled if it was left to the free market simply because most other diseases get federal funding, and if research is done in a laboratory with federal funding, then you can't do research on stem cells. There. So because the government's gotten involved, the issue's gotten muddy. If you believe that the government shouldn't fund any research at all, then, you know, that's a principled libertarian stance. However you get from here to there is just, you know, different libertarians having different ideas. So, I mean, I don't think that the government should be involved in any research at all as far as scientific research goes, but I don't know how to solve this particular problem.
Right. Well, solving the problem is getting the government out of it. How you actually do that is the ultimate question, right? I mean, because if you're talking about federal funding of anything, you're talking about wasted money. You're talking about the feds throwing money at a problem or throwing money at a situation. Whereas if it was a privately funded research, they'd probably be a little bit more careful about how they spent their money. And then everybody could give money to the organizations that they felt deserved it. So if the conservative Christian types didn't want to give money to the stem cell researchers, they wouldn't. And if you didn't want to give money to Alzheimer's research, instead you wanted to, you know, support Parkinson's research, you could be free to do that. We should all be free to choose what we support. So it's tough. I see where you're coming from. It is tough to let go of your favorite government program, but that's what you have to do in order to come from a truly principled stance. And eventually, I hope you feel good about it, Jim.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's what it's kind of a paraphrase of what Harry Brown's great libertarian offer was. You know, if you could stop paying, would you give up your favorite federal government program if it meant you never had to pay taxes again? Heck yeah! Because then you send it where you want it to go. You choose. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237 The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, we give it away. Shrine of Female listeners included, ladies have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see for yourself, and you can join the Shrine ladies at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
What does a person who's been called aggressively nonpartisan sound like? A lot like a libertarian, sometimes. Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he thought Free Talk Live audience would respond to this ad. Get the podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
All righty. So we are talking about Pastor Ted. Pastor Ted Haggard, the former president of the National Association of Evangelicals, stepping down this week after allegations, which apparently are at least part of the way true, if not totally true, have come out about his real life.
Yeah.
About what old Pastor Ted's really like. Now, Pastor Ted, the head of a 17,000-member so-called megachurch.
It sounds like a megachurch.
He is an incredibly popular dude in the evangelical Christian movement. It turns out that he's actually a gay man with a meth habit. Which, I mean, it would have been enough for him to just be a gay man, but a gay man with a meth habit?
That's or something close to that.
Now, it may not be a habit. I don't know.
And he may not be gay. Maybe he just likes getting massages from
gay
male
escorts.
Yeah. Guys.
Anyway, so there's all kinds of news about that, and it's very interesting, and I love looking into the psychology of it and just trying to understand the mindset of this guy, because he is banking off of the evangelicals. This guy has a huge mega church, which is like a multi-million dollar sort of a stadium seating church. It's huge. You know he's making some serious money.
Oh,
He's connected with President Bush.
You know he's making some serious money if he's connected with President Bush.
And I think that, I didn't suggest that, I'm just saying he's connected with President Bush, so he's somebody. He's making a lot of a smack off of the evangelicals. Which makes me think that the evangelical Christians in America are probably some of the biggest dupes in America.
Well, they're probably feeling that way today, at least.
I don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But they definitely are. dupes. They've been fooled by this, essentially, this gay man in drag.
But he's not the first one, either.
No, he's not. And, in fact, not only is Ted Haggard fooling the evangelical Christians, but his buddy George Bush is also fooling them as well.
George Bush is gay? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that. But what I am going to tell you is from Keith Olbermann's Countdown, MSNBC, from one of their producers, more than 5 years after President Bush created the Office of Faith-Based Initiatives. Remember this program, Mark?
Yes.
The former second-in-command of that office is now going public with an insider's tell-all account that portrays an office used almost exclusively to win political points with both evangelical Christians and traditionally Democratic minorities. The office's primary mission, providing financial support to charities that serve the poor, never got the presidential support it needed to succeed, according to the book. Entitled Tempting Faith, it's not scheduled for release, in October. The author is David Kuo, who served as a special assistant to the president from 2001 to 2003. A self-described conservative Christian, Kuo's previous experience includes work for prominent conservatives, including Bill Bennett and John Ashcroft. So he's got his conservative, reputation intact here. Kuo, who has complained publicly in the past about funding shortfalls, goes several steps further in his new book. He says some of the nation's most prominent evangelical leaders were known in the office of presidential political strategist Karl Rove as the nuts. National Christian leaders received hugs and smiles in person, then were dismissed behind their backs and described as ridiculous, out of control, and just plain goofy, Kuo writes. More seriously, Kuo alleges that then White House Political Affairs Director Ken Mellman knowingly participated in a scheme to use the office and taxpayer funds to mount ostensibly nonpartisan events that were in reality designed with the intent of mobilizing religious voters in 20 targeted races. 19 out of the 20 targeted races were won by the Republicans, according to Kuo. The outreach was so extensive and so powerful and motivating, not just conservative evangelicals, but also traditionally Democratic minorities, that Kuo attributes Bush's 2004 Ohio victory, quote, at least partially to the conferences we had launched over 2 years before. With the exception of one reporter from the Washington Post, Kuo says the media were oblivious to the political nature and impact of his office's events. In part because so much of the debate centered on issues of separation and church and state. In fact, the Bush administration often promoted the faith-based agenda by claiming that existing government regulations were too restrictive on religious organizations seeking to serve the public. Substantiating a claim that proved difficult, Kuo says, quote, finding these examples became a huge priority. If President Bush was making the world a better place for faith-based groups, we had to show it was really a bad place to begin with. But in fact, it wasn't that bad at all. So all of this was designed, Mark, to pander to these evangelicals. The entire program designed to pander to them and get their votes.
I think everyone knew that. Everyone
except the evangelicals, apparently.
Well, I don't think they cared. I mean, most voters don't care when they're getting pandered to. It's when their money is being used to pander to someone else.
In fact, when Bush asks Kuo how much money was being spent on compassion social programs, Kuo claims he discovered the amount was $20 million a year less than during the Clinton administration. The money that was appropriated and dispersed, however, often served a political agenda, Kuo claims, with organizations friendly to the administration often winning the grants. More pointedly, Kuo quotes an unnamed member of the review panel charged with rating grant applications as saying she stopped looking at applications from, quote, those non-Christian groups, unquote, as did many of her colleagues. So, if you were a faith-based group that was trying to get money out of the faith-based program,
mm-hmm.
if you weren't a Christian group, your application was thrown in the trash.
Wow.
Tempting Faith contains several other controversial claims about Kuo's office, the Bush White House, and even the 1994 Republican Revolution in Congress. And so there's your update there. So again, more evidence that these people, these evangelicals, are just, they'll believe anything you tell them. They'll believe every word the Bible says. They'll believe anybody who picks up the Bible and says they're an evangelical, even though they're actually a gay meth snorter. And they'll believe the politicians as long as they just pander towards them.
I think that's unfair. I think that most groups will, you know, as long as you're taking care of their needs, they don't really examine too closely.
Let's go to the phones to ladies first. Rebecca in Ohio, listening on WAIS.
Hello.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Well, there's several things. I'm a wife of a pastor, mm-hmm. and I've heard you talking about the Haggart situation.
Reverend Ted.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
I'm very disappointed and very sad.
Are you shocked?
I tell you the truth, by reading the Word of God, no, I'm not.
Why?
Well, the Bible tells us in the last days, and I firmly believe we are in the last days, these type of things are going to arise. You're going to have false prophets, false teachers. You're going to have people that are calling right wrong and wrong right.
Now, what makes you think that we're in the last days? Now, I know that in one of Paul's epistles, I can't remember exactly which one, and it doesn't really matter, I guess, he claims that we're pretty close to the last days now. And that was 1,700 years ago, because they were actually compiled in the Bible 300 years later. But, you know, that was 2,000 years ago that he wrote it.
Well, yeah, he wrote it 2,000 years ago.
So he thought that it was soon then, and he's...
No. You look at all the prophecies, not just by the Apostle Paul, but also even the ones given by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
And you read Matthew. Even back, you start reading them into the Old Testament, too. You know, Isaiah. Oh, my. It's full of them. The book of Daniel is full of them.
Sure, there's lots of prophecies in the Bible, but they're very ambiguous.
Haven't there always been two-faced people involved in religion? I mean, this isn't the first guy that's been caught red-handed.
Oh, heavens, no. You're right. I mean, there have been a lot of two-faced people.
So why now, as opposed to, you know, 20 years ago?
Because the Bible says we're going to see a lot more of it. And where we are, along with these other prophecies.
All right, Rebecca.
It's already been fulfilled.
We appreciate the input.
But anyway, that and plus the fact, I want to tell everybody, I don't think those other things that you were talking about.
We'll come back with more of you, Rebecca. Hang on. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, we give it away. It's free. Freetalklive.com. That includes everything from the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, the live streaming, and more. That we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us. Go to Amazon.freetalklive.com and buy some stuff. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com, because whenever you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of anything that you buy. Now, Mark, what are some of the things that you might have bought in the past at Amazon?
DVDs, CDs. That's pretty much, and books.
Books.
Yeah.
And, of course, what they were originally known for, but now they have expanded to 35 categories of products. I mean, DVDs, books, CDs, furniture,
mm-hmm.
major high-dollar electronic devices. I mean, they've got virtually anything that you might want. Apparel, baby stuff, sporting goods, you name it. Amazon.freetalklive.com, add it to your cart, check out, get free Super Saver shipping on a ton of items, and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Rebecca in Ohio. Rebecca, who is a wife of a preacher, responding to the Ted Haggard situation. Now, Rebecca, you're saying that this is expected. You aren't too shocked by what has happened with Reverend Ted because you believe it's the end of the world.
I didn't say the end of the world. Okay. I said we're in the last days.
How long do the last days last for?
We don't know. The Lord tells us in the Bible that he doesn't even know that the Father is the one.
How will you know when it's over, though? That's when the Jesus comes down from the sky or something like that?
Well, you're going to have two separate events. There's going to be one that is talked about in Thessalonians and also in Corinthians, which we call the end of the church age or the rapture of the church, in which Christ is going to descend from heaven with a shout. He's going to, the dead in Christ will rise first, and then those that are
alive.
What
will he shout? When he comes down from heaven, what will he be
shouting? The Bible doesn't say.
Hey! Hey, you guys!
Probably come up hither.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're assuming because, you know.
This is what I've always wanted to know. We've
will he speak English? Because I thought that he was Jewish.
He'll speak all languages at once, Mark.
I just wondered.
He's Jesus.
You know, and I thought it was a Trump, not a shout, but okay.
Well, yeah, anyhow, the day of Pentecost, you remember that they all heard in their own language.
That's true.
Okay. All right, so now here's the other thing. If you can hear it, will you be able to see it?
Like, now, that I don't know. I can't answer that because it's going to happen in the twinkling of an eye. I don't know.
He's not going to slowly just sort of.
Now, when I rise up and I'm indoors, am I going to shoot through the roof?
I imagine since the Lord created us all, he can take us out without having to put holes in our roofs.
I was just wondering because I was thinking some people, a friend of mine works in a really tall building in New York City, and I'm wondering if he's going to take out every floor on the way up. Oh, wait,
no.
He's Jewish. Is he going?
Well, that depends. You have some of your Jews like Zola Lovett, who recently had passed away this past spring, he was Jewish, and he believed that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. Now, the Bible talks about...
What's the Messiah? What does that mean?
The Son of God.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. There's people out there that might not have known these things.
Okay, he's the Son of God. He was the one that was coming to save the world.
Can you be a Jewish person and believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
So if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then you get to go up and rise up and go to heaven, but otherwise you get to stay on the planet, right?
If you stay behind, you're going to go through the 7 years of tribulation period, which is going to be the 7 years of God's wrath, as we understand it.
That's because God hates non-believers.
No.
Well, why would
God
want to...
Because God is
God's wrath.
Warnings.
Yeah. That sounds pretty hardcore. I mean, what does that entail?
Hey, I mean, everybody out here, and that's another thing that kind of gets me. Yeah, God is a God of love, but he's also a God of, I'm not going to put up with this stuff anymore.
A God scorned, huh, Rebecca?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, God scorned. You don't want to mess with him.
Well, I mean, you know, we go around doing everything wrong, just like if this creature out there did what he did, well, we know where he's going if he doesn't repent.
Now, Rebecca, I don't know where he's going if he doesn't repent.
Well,
I don't know if it's really clear on the hell thing, and there certainly are some Christian religions, like the Jehovah's Witnesses, for instance, that don't believe in hell, that the hell is not, you know, I mean, in
hell
a lot of cases,
place.
Shiloh is just, you know, it's a term used for the grave, and, you know, it's translated into hell in the Bible. Now, here's one of my problems, though. I have spent 35 years now seeking the truth. I'm looking for it. I really want to know what the spiritual truth is, and I don't believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior. I don't believe it. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well,
I don't believe the Bible. I believe that it's, I believe it's a compilation book written by, you know, of 60-something books written by 40-something guys. And, you know, they might have had some good spiritual truths in there, but I don't believe that it's all true. Now, is God going to sit up there on Judgment Day and say, Mark, I know you've tried really hard, and I know you've sought for the truth, and I know that, that these people were, these humans here told you about Christianity, and you didn't believe it, and of course they're just humans, but you're going to have to go to hell for the rest of eternity anyway.
Exactly.
I never knew you,
you worker of iniquity. That's exactly what he's going to say. Yeah.
That doesn't seem very fair. Hold on just a second, Rebecca. Here's the reason I don't think it's fair. God, according to, let's say your point of view is correct. According to your point of view,
saith the Word of God.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever, you know.
The one you subscribe to.
The spiritual world is much more real than the real world, right? I mean, the spiritual world is where things are going on. God's there, the angel's there, the devil's there, they're fighting it out through all eternity. Now, I can't see that. So I'm like a blind, deaf, dumb man who's supposed to figure out what the truth is in a world he can't see, feel, touch, taste, or understand.
Let's go back just for a minute. You said they're fighting it out. What are you referring
to here? Powers and principalities, man.
Well, yeah, there's power. Right, there are powers and principalities, but normally...
Forces of darkness, battle
okay, the
forces
well,
of light.
Okay, the forces
angels
of darkness.
Angels with swords.
You're funny.
Funny looking.
But anyway, the powers of darkness definitely are there, and they make people. they make people. You know, believe other things besides the word
of
God.
But now here's what I don't understand, Rebecca. All right, now. You say that God is a loving God,
yes.
Right?
Yes, he
is. How can he be considered loving if he wants to send people to hell for not believing in him? That's awfully exclusive of him, isn't it?
No. I think, you know, as a parent, when you have children, you reward your children when they do well, don't they? Don't you? What happens when your children
don't do well if they're bad? You don't poke them with hot irons and subject them to eternal torture.
No, but they get punished, right?
Well, yeah, maybe a little slap on the hand, maybe taking away of a privilege or two.
But as a parent, you guide your children directly. You tell them things that you show them and tell them things that they can believe. Whereas God put me in a world where I don't have any guidance. I mean, I don't believe the Bible. The history behind it is too messed up for me to believe it. So that's, it's like punishing the kid because they did wrong when they didn't know that they did wrong.
Well, you know wrong. You know that you've done wrong.
I know what wrong is.
You are deliberately saying, I don't believe the Bible.
I'm deliberately saying it because I don't.
What about people that have never seen the Bible? What about people that don't? What about like an African tribe or something that never encountered?
Romans has a
verse. Okay, that's why the apostles, Jesus told them that they were going to go out and we have missionaries now. Any believer is going to go out.
Yeah, but what if the missionaries haven't gotten to these people?
Huh?
What if the missionaries have never met these people? What's going to happen to them?
Well, what do you mean if they've never met the world?
There's billions and billions of people in the world.
Before the Lord comes back, mm-hmm. the Bible tells us that the word will have gone out all over.
Okay, so you're just presuming that the word's going to somehow reach into the dark jungles of Africa.
Definitely. We have missionaries that are going everywhere. And, I mean, you've got people in different missionary fields. You've got them. Well, we've got a couple in our church that was missionaries.
Why is he
counting
on humans, though? I mean, why is God counting on fallible humans to get his message out? Why doesn't he just, appear in front of the African tribesmen? Because you can guarantee that there are some tribesmen in the middle of the forest somewhere that missionaries are just not going to get to. I mean, what about those guys?
Well, yeah. Why? You could also turn around and ask, as Jesus did a lot of times, the question, why did they nail him to a cross when they saw him do miracles?
Rebecca, we appreciate your expertise. Thank you for the call. We look forward to hearing from you again in the future. Thank you, Rebecca. 800-259-9231. Wipe up a preacher there, Mark.
Yeah.
All right, 800-259-9231. Hour 3's on the way. People have been waiting very patiently. We're getting to your calls. If you're patient, your call's coming up. Plus, so much more. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're